Russia, U.S. position on Venezuela incompatible with our own. By Ben Q on May 3, 2019. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned on Friday that the U.S. and Russia, which supports socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro, have incompatible positions on the crisis in Venezuela. Speaking to reporters in Uzbek capital city of Tashkent, Lavrov denied claims from U.S. officials that Russia has intervened in the Venezuela crisis, urging Maduro and his regime to stay and fight on despite mounting pressure from the legitimate government of President Juan Guaido. The enumeration all that official representatives for the American administration say about Venezuela leads to endless questions. And as a rule, diplomatically speaking, the answer to all these questions would be wrong, he said. Our position on the U.S. plans on Venezuela will be very simple. We will mobilize a group of states that, like us, respect the UN Charter to counter such schemes. Lavrov also discussed his recent call with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who accused him of providing financial and military support to the Maduro regime. Pompeo called for abandoning support for Maduro and called on us and on Cuba not to interfere with Venezuela's domestic affairs. All this story sounds rather surrealistic, said Lavrov. I answered him, proceeding from our principled position, that we never interfere with others' affairs and call on others to do the same. However, I don't see the way the positions can be combined. Our position, which is based on the UN Charter and principles and norms of international law, and the position of the US, which appoints from Washington acting presidents in another country, demands that legitimate authorities capitulate and threatens to use force simultaneously with oppressive sanctions in order to change the regime, he continued. The positions are incompatible, but we are ready to talk. Russia remains a critical ally of the Maduro regime, providing the vital support it denies it does in return for greater political influence over the region. Last month, Moscow reportedly sent hundreds of troops to Caracas to ensure Maduro's personal security as widespread opposition to his regime continues to grow. Guaido announced this week that parts of the military had decided to abandon their support for the regime and join the opposition. Guaido then called for massive nationwide demonstrations, leading to the use of excessive violence at the hands of security forces. The takeover continues at press time with Maduro still in the presidential palace. Wolf, we've watched throughout the day. It's been a long time since anyone has seen Maduro, he told CNN's Wolf Blitzer. He had an airplane on the tarmac. He was ready to leave this morning, as we understand it, and the Russians indicated he should stay. Pompeo later added, he was headed for Havana. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.